This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
All right, so let's talk to Brett Bielema, head coach at Illinois. Coach, I want to start with this. Just Monday Night Football, I absolutely loved it. Putting your spring game on that stage, on the Big Ten Network, being able to showcase it for a lot of folks when there was no other football to be able to consume. How did that guy come, how did that idea come into place? And then obviously, how was it received?
Well, you know, it really came out of twofold, right? And so when I got here, obviously COVID and everything is going on, weren't even sure we were going to have spring ball. And I kind of talked to the powers that be on campus, like, let's do something that's unique to Illinois, right? Let's do something to separate ourselves. You know, back at my days at Wisco and also at Arkansas, you get to these games on Saturday and there's, you know, 10, 12, 14, 15 games going on. And we needed our own exposure, right? We need to find a way to make ourselves stand out from the rest. And that's when I suggested, you know, either a Friday night, Thursday night, or a Monday night football game, and that's where we landed. So, you know, during my great NFL career of 6 days with the Seahawks, I never had my chance to experience Monday night football as a player, so I've been really trying to find that way since.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your football team in the spring, and especially the offensive side with Brandon Peters at quarterback and some talented wide receiver core and running backs that you have.
Yeah, I was excited. You know, Monday night excuse me. I also caught a cold too. But it was really kind of an unusual night for us at the end of April here. It was dropped about 30 degrees there that day. So it was a little bit windy, had some cold weather, and we really handled the ball effectively, both in the run game, throw game. Only put one ball on the ground as a fumble. So I was pleased with that. I did like the timing that we had offensively in the throw game. Had a couple tight ends, really three guys emerge, and offensive line, you know, did some nice things in protection and running backs. I'm not quite sure where we're at, but I think we have probably four able bodies there that get you kind of excited.
Coach, when you took the job, you talked about, you know, being born in the state of Illinois, knowing what that job was, but also seeing some of the lack of success that was there. When you arrived there on campus, toured the facilities, got a better feel for what you were inheriting as the new head football coach. What are some things that jumped out and surprised you?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, everybody has a feel for things in this COVID world through the, you know, internet and websites and pictures. But I had seen our facility. I had seen the Smith Center. But to walk in it, Josh Whitman, our AD, just, you know, has great insight and great awareness to build this where we were kind of currently at. And to walk in and see that the first day with my, there was a lot of the team members were actually in the building because we had obviously just played Penn State the night before. So the one thing that jumps out, it's obviously got an aesthetic feel for it, you know, great design concepts, a little bit of history. But today's day with young men, time management is everything. So we have a building that touches all aspects of their life in physical development, dining, recovery, fueling, the weight room, the training room, recovery, players lounge, players locker room, and it's literally steps away from our academic facility. So to have one-stop shop, and instead of having buildings cross campus and several minutes or several miles apart, you got everything in here together, and it really, I think, it has a huge effect on our guys' success both on and off the field.
Coach Brett Bielema, head coach of the Illinois Fighting Illini, joining us now on the Michelob Ultra Hotline. Coach, when you think about exactly what you want to build there, I told the guys about some conversations that I had with you when you were the head coach at Arkansas, and you said, listen, I'm still going to make 2-3 trips to South Florida every year. I got to try to get a couple of those guys. Alex Collins was one that you were able to get, I know, that you were proud of, out of South Florida. Can you just take us through sort of your mentality recruiting now as the head coach at Illinois?
Well, Colt, it's a great point. You know, what I probably needed to establish here that was a little bit different, both previously at my stop at Wisco and Arkansas, was just that we needed to establish a recruiting identity here in the state. Illinois has a lot of really good players. You know, traditionally 20 to 30 players are going to go into the Power Five every year, and many of them just quite honestly hadn't been coming to Illinois. And they've been going to a lot of other Big Ten schools and around us, and that was our first and foremost, our biggest priority, and then really relied on some recruiting ties to places I've been before. Players, Melvin Gordon, who's obviously a great player in the NFL, his high school coach is now in Enterprise, Alabama. And he reached out to me immediately, and we were able to, you know, get in and get a running back out of there named Josh McCray, who I think is a perfect fit for what we need here at Illinois in the Big Ten Conference, a big physical back. A lot of the SEC offers were linebackers, and I told him, listen, I don't need a linebacker. I need a running back, and that resonated. We have gotten some guys, Cole, from South Florida. We're definitely, I got strong ties to there. I've hired what's really been cool for me, you know, is to hire four of my former players. There's four of my former players, my two coaches on defense and two graduate assistants that have walked the walk with me in my coaching career, and there's no better example of what we're looking for than these young men that represent us in the right way. So it's a little bit different. It's adjusted the right way and some good early returns.
You mentioned the running backs, Coach. Last year, the Fighting Illini third in the Big Ten in that category, and you've got three guys, Chase Brown, Reggie Love, and Chase Hayden. They really look like they put on a good spring, and I know those are three guys you're excited about.
We are. We're asking them to do things a little bit different. You know, we have a lot of gun formation in the back offset, but we put the tailback in a traditional three spot, a home position, and let him have some versatility in what he's doing. But also opens up some things in the play action game that I think fit what we do. So I've definitely grown. You know, it's not a cookie cutter out of Wisco or Arkansas. It's a combination of what I've learned there, as well as, you know, watching college football from afar for 3 years in the NFL, and then also a lot of NFL things that I've blended into what we are. And as long as we keep moving, you know, we just finished practice 14 literally an hour ago. Now up here watching the film, we got one more practice for Saturday. And then it's really into the you know, summer conditioning program, fall camp, and we open up against Nebraska in the first game of college football, week zero, at home here in Memorial Stadium in Champaign. So we're excited.
Coach, something that's been discussed, and there's a story out today about possible rule changes when it comes to the number of practices, specifically in the fall, full contact practices, that is. Any initial thoughts on how that could affect college football moving forward?
You know, I think as coaches, we always, you know, want to resist and you know, apprehensive to change. But one thing that, you know, my transition out of college football to the NFL, you know, success at Wisconsin and success at Arkansas, but also the ultimate departure from Arkansas was disappointing, but you really just continue to open your eyes to things. And, you know, being in the NFL, they've had a lot of changes in what they do with their players because of the, you know, because of the NFLPA, Players Association, and last year because of COVID, that really restricted the amount of physicality that we could practice with. And I'm probably one of the few coaches in college football that has that resource of knowledge, right? Like, we really, truly only got about six or seven padded practices before we were playing games for real in the NFL. And of course we were like, what are we doing? We're fighting. And we had adjusted and adapted and, you know, got better every day and had some good things. And I've been able to pull that into where we are right now. I didn't even really truly maximize all the padded practices that we were given in the spring here. So I think it's just, you know, becoming a little bit more modernized as coaches, being aware of, you know, what you've always done isn't what you always have to be and you know, adapt and adjust. I do think, you know, and I know, Cole, we've had some conversations, you know, teams that run the ball and can tackle the football, you know, have sustained success. I believe this. I learned this one through Coach Belichick, and I really believe, right, that, you know, physical teams can do three things. They can run the football, stop the run, and cover kicks. And you automatically think you got to be in full pad to do that. But you can practice a tackling drill and footwork and mechanics just as well out of halfback or no pads as you can in full pads. You just can't take them to the ground and full contact, but I do think there's a place and time for both.
So another thing that's going to be very different for you coming back into collegiate athletics is name, image, likeness. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. And sticking with what you said earlier about bringing people with you, somehow you were able to get Patrick Pearson to come from Oregon to be on this staff with you, and you give him the title of Director of Football Branding and Creative Media, which I think is heading in that direction. You can't offer him the discounts on Jordans, though, that he had when he was at Oregon. So I'm kind of wondering how you were able to lure him in.
You know, Cole, it's about the people. It really is. I think, you know, I tell our players that all the time. In staffing, I was very fortunate to have a lot of, Pat being one of them, that reached out to me and said, hey, if you have something that, you know, you're interested in, I'd be very interested as well. And we kind of created that idea and that mentality. Really, my whole personnel department is modeled after kind of an NFL slash NCAA. It's a combination of the both, right? So this transfer portal is probably the biggest change that I'm sure you guys identify as well, that has changed college football. So grad transfer as well as one-time transfers has opened up, in theory, kind of a free agency world. So I hired Jay Kaiser, who has great NFL experience, to kind of head up my college personnel division that really looks at transfer personnel only. I also, you know, hired a couple guys that have traditional recruiting ties, Nate Embleton, obviously Pat Embert, that will you know, basically head up the whole recruiting department. So it's a marriage of what they've done and a marriage of what I've seen, and it's kind of come together in the Illinois brand. And because of the NIL, like you're saying, Pat Pearson's been in your guys' world, right? He's been a media director, athletic communications guy forever, and he's just got one of those minds that really impresses me. He's always thinking outside of the box, around the curve, you know, what can we do different? And it's been a huge success so far, and hopefully something we can, you know, translate into the wins in the fall.
Well, Coach, we're excited to see you on Monday night. We love the product that we saw, and we look forward to having you back and wish you the best of luck this season. But it's just great to have you back in college football. So thanks for taking the time to join us today. Let's do it again soon.
I absolutely appreciate it. I know, Cole, you got the orange and blue on your mind of the SEC, and I see Lander's got a little Auburn background, so a little orange and blue in the north and the Big Ten. Hopefully you guys can pull for the Illini once in a while.
We can adopt a Big Ten school there. We can make that happen.
All right, absolutely. Yeah,
in exchange for some gear. I'll talk to Patrick.
Swag.
We got to get gear, and then we're on board.
Get swag, Coach.
We just say ILL. You guys say I, and we're good. So ILL.
ILL. I.
I.
There you go.
We'll get it. We'll get it, Coach.
You guys be safe.
Thanks. Okay. Appreciate that. Brett Bielema, at Brett Bielema. Follow him on Twitter, at Illinois Football. Follow them as well. Really cool conversation. Glad to have him back in college football. Glad for him to join us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. Zero sugar, zero carbs, 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, spicy, pineapple today.
This is Three Man Front.